Authorized financial services provider and registered credit provider. T's and C's apply.
This time check is brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
8 a.m. on Phoenix FM.
This time check was brought to you by Stanbic Bank.
Phoenix FM.
Check.
There we go.
106.7. Bonzi.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You've been waiting all year, planning, training for this one thing. The 18th edition of the Absa Cup is here. In the football stands, we stand as one. Now, it's time to get together for the ultimate soccer experience, the Absa Cup. Follow the action this March to May and watch it on Supersport, DSTV, and GoTV. Grab your tickets now at ShopRite CompuTickets.
Your story matters. Absa.
CSPR warns Zambia's future at risk without successful debt restructuring. Emmanuel Mbayiko calls for a broader energy mix to strengthen Zambia's power supply. In global news, Carney's Libel is projected to win Canadian election and seal remarkable comeback. Good morning. With the main news, my name is Mutolo Mwamba. The Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, has expressed concern that Zambia's development prospects remain due to the ongoing debt crisis, noting that there is no viable alternative outside the current debt restructuring program. In an interview with Phoenix News, CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mkelebai states that although progress has been made under the debt restructuring process, the country continues to be constrained by high repayment obligations, which crowd out spending on education, health, and other critical social sectors. Ms. Mkelebai has warned that continued borrowing without greater transparency or new debt acquisitions will further erode fiscal space and undermine efforts to boost domestic resource mobilization. She has urged the government to implement complementary strategies, including cracking down on illicit financial flows and deepening tax reforms to strengthen revenue collection and release more resources for poverty reduction. According to Ms. Mkelebai, sustainable development requires a balanced approach that prudently manages debt while unlocking alternative sources of financing, ensuring that essential social sectors receive the investment needed to foster inclusive growth.
Even now, as we talk about debt, again, the figures show us that our debt figures are going up, including the external debt stock and also domestically what we are borrowing. So the debt situation still remains one of Zambia's biggest concerns in as far as addressing fiscal space is concerned. It will continue to negate efforts to scale up domestic resource mobilization and free up resources for spending for poverty reduction. And therefore, our advisory has been very consistent. The government needs to make sure that around debt, yes, they've made a lot of progress in terms of restructuring, but restructuring alone is not the end of it all.
Immediate past Kitwe and District Chamber of Commerce President Emmanuel Mbayiko has urged the government to diversify the country's energy sources, emphasizing the need to harness coal alongside solar energy to ensure a stable power supply and boost trade. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Mbayiko states that relying solely on solar energy is an alternative, is insufficient, and has called for a broader approach to energy diversification. He has criticized that he terms as propaganda from the Western world discouraging the use of coal, pointing out that many countries continue to utilize coal as a key energy source. Mr. Mbayiko urges that government endowed with abundant coal reserves should fully exploit this resource to address the country's persistent energy deficit and meet its growing demand for power. Meanwhile, acknowledging the government's push towards renewable energy, including the proposed 1,000-megawatt solar energy project, Mr. Mbambiko has stressed that investment in other sources such as coal must not be neglected to secure a more resilient and diverse energy mix.
In the meantime, if you did a research, you find that the bigger percentage, more than 76% of power generation in these developed countries is actually from coal. China power industry is light from coal. Germany are also getting online. The Americans, you know, and all these Western countries are actually using coal. But since they shout the loudest, we tell us not to use coal. And for some reason, we bought into, you know, that's the agenda of theirs. But it's actually not correct. It's actually a very unfair game. We have a lot of coal, plenty coal in Zambia.
Political historian Houston Chipota has criticized political players for undermining science, social, and economic progress by prioritizing personal gain over national interest. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Chipota observes that many of today's political leaders have abandoned the selfless vision championed by figures like Dr. Kenneth Kaunda and Kwame Nkrumah, who set aside political rivalries to achieve independence and drive national development. He has warned that without a return to the founding principles of collaboration and long-term political planning, Zambia's growth prospects will remain under threat. Dr. Chipota is concerned that individuals aspiring to the highest office are failing to unite despite their differing views and ambitions. His remarks come in the context of Kenneth Kaunda Day commemorations held yesterday, April 28, 2025.
None of our politicians is listed. The nation can go to hell as long as I use it as a rubber stamp to champion my cause well and good. That is where we have a challenge. And that is where we are diverting away from what Kaunda and others stood for. Because in 1962, if Nkumbula had not been selfless, we wouldn't have gotten independence in 1962. 1964, when Nkumbula decided to work with Kaunda in order to defeat the United Federal Party by forming a coalition government of 7 seats of ANC and 14 seats of UNITA, or the 21, they buried the different. They looked at Zambia first rather than their individual egos. And that's how we got independence. In spite of the insults that you need that been hailing on Nkumbula, he forgot about others because Zambia was more important than himself.
The Zambian National Education Coalition, ZANEC, has backed calls by stakeholders to integrate the recently enacted Cybersecurity Act into the education curriculum. ZANEC believes that integrating the act in the education curriculum will help safeguard learners' online activities. In an interview with Phoenix News, ZANEC Executive Director George Hamusunga says the increasing vulnerability of students to cyber threats, there is need to equip young people with essential skills to navigate the online space safely. Mr. Hamusunga has emphasized the importance of proactive security awareness education in schools, citing benefits such as enhanced cyber awareness and responsible digital citizenship. He adds that integrating the Cybersecurity Act in the education curriculum will significantly help incorporate hands-on activities as opposed to being exposed to bad vices.
I do agree that the cybersecurity issues that, you know, pertain to the obligation of citizens, the obligation of, you know, the state, you know, need to be taught from an early age if we are to, you know, ensure compliance. And also if we are to ensure that our children, you know, are safe, you know, on the net. And that becomes very important, actually. So it is not only for the cyber security, it's for also for ensuring, you know, safeguarding, you know, of our learners as they use, you know, the internet.
In global news, Mal Carney's Labour Party is projected to win the Canadian election and form the next government, the public broadcaster CBC says, but it is not yet clear if he will secure a majority in Parliament. There has been contrasting tints at the headquarters of the two major parties, with the tears among conservatives as they quickly sold out, and jubilant celebrations among LIBOR supporters. The projected result presents a stunning turnaround for the LIBOR party, which was languishing in the polls as 3 months ago before Carney replaced Justin Trudeau as leader and US President Donald Trump imposed tariffs and unended relations. We'll move to the BBC for other world stories.
Canadian media are projecting that the governing Liberal Party has won a